beginning as we do with all of the divine abiding or heart practices, the Brahma-vihara, really allowing or inviting ourselves to sit very comfortably, to not struggle against the body. So whatever supports in your seat and cushions really allow you to relax through the whole body, maybe especially through the belly and heart space, where we often feel our emotional movement. And through the whole length of the spine, shoulders, neck and head, through the face. Relaxing and settling into ease and comfort, we can bring our attention to the heart center. Breathing in a way that we can gently feel the breath beginning to enliven the heart center, the ribs. If that feels good, maybe taking a few deep breaths there. Using these first breaths and directions, moments, also to just land from the day, to arrive here. To meet this body as it shows itself, as it opens to us this evening. We can begin with just a reminder of the basic loving-kindness practice. Thinking of someone it's easy to care for. And for a moment, just inviting them to come into your awareness, see their image. Maybe seeing them doing something they love, smiling, being at ease. And focusing on their well-being for a moment. And noticing how the thought of this person it's easy to care for invites our heart to a little softening, a little vibration, a little opening. And you can use phrases of well-wishing if that helps the feeling to grow. May you be safe. May you be healthy and strong. Happy, at peace. Or as we've been practicing, you can just breathe in a way that your whole body begins to invite the feeling of kindness and the vibrations of breath, as if you could shine out the quality of kindness toward this person through your smile, almost through just a light from your own heart. The way you know when someone's gazing on you with love, you just feel it, gazing on this person in that way, delighting in their well-being, caring about their suffering, knowing that they experience both joys and sorrows, and loving them through it all. Take a few breaths, allowing this feeling to rise in the body and playing with whatever form of working with words or the image invites the feeling more strongly. And you can improvise with the images, the words in the mind. The feeling of kindness, friendliness, goodwill, through the whole body, shining out with the breath. as you connect with the feeling. Sensing how sweet it is to send kindness and love to someone. And that the sending of kindness and love naturally flowers or bounces back as a kindness and love toward ourselves. That if we are doubtful or cruel toward ourselves, the love for the other isn't as sweet. It's colored by confusion or aversion or grasping in some way. But when we can touch this clear kindness for someone else, there's also a relaxing, a settling in ourselves. And we may be able to allow the feeling of kindness to envelop us as well. It may be easier to wish someone else well than to wish ourselves well, but the feeling is the same. Here is a being with a complex life, with joys and sorrows, who longs for safety and ease and freedom and joy. And like all beings, deserves that, or bears the sorrows and joys as part of this human life. And can be cared for just as they are. And so this is true for you as much as it's true for anyone. And we can allow the feeling of kindness to radiate out not just to this one person that you care for, but through your own body and kindness for yourself, out in all directions to all beings. And you might play with continuing to allow the breath to move through the whole body. And on the exhale, the sense of breathing out in all directions, breathing out or radiating this quality of kindness to everyone everywhere, softening our edges, sending love to the right and left of us, front and back, above and below. And so to open to the practice of the heart quality of equanimity, the divine abiding of the balanced heart. We go from the reflection that all beings have joys and sorrows of their own, that just as our own story, our joys and sorrows, unfold through the conditions of our lives, through our bodies and our actions, the choices that we're able to make, giving rise to more joy or more suffering. And the conditions that we move within, the conditions of our family, our culture, our various communities, all of which also unfold through a mixture of joy and sorrow. And we start to see that everything everywhere unfolds as a response to conditions, conditions and actions. And thus, our kindness and well-wishing opens our own heart, but is not magic that automatically has the power to heal or save someone else. Even that our own well-wishing for ourselves is not magic in that the wish itself can heal or save. We recognize that actions give rise to results, and that everyone experiences the results of all the layers of action that surround them, their own, their families, their cultures, their communities. No one is separate from the ecosystem of the planet, physical and cultural. And we all bear the wounds of the entire situation. As we recognize this, the heart both opens wide and can rest, understanding that everyone's path is their own through the tangle of this life. A simple phrase to say, to invoke the quality of equanimity. In the same way we can bring to mind someone we care about, who's easy to love, not too complicated. Equanimity is when we could say to that person in our heart, I care about you deeply, but your path is your own. I care about your suffering and your joy, but your path through them is your own. See if you can feel the soft shift in the heart that comes when you orient in this way. Equanimity bows to the individuality, the difference of each being. And doesn't lump beings into categories as much as, say, everyone bears their own weight. We help each other, we serve each other, we do it together. But we cannot take the entirety of another's weight for them. In whatever way you feel this quality, you can gaze at your loved person in this way. You might be able to feel some of it for yourself, almost as a kind of forgiveness. It's not your fault. joy and sorrow come and go for everyone. And everyone does the best they can. If you have a sense of this quality, see if you can continue to sense the warmth of kindness in it. It doesn't turn into turning away or shutting down. It's a deepening warmth, love colored by wisdom. In whatever way you find that quality accessible, again with the breath, gently through the whole body, you can radiate that quality in all directions, holding the whole world in your heart, and at the same time releasing the urge to grasp out of fear, to fix, to save, knowing that we'll all do our work. Once more, the phrase for equanimity practice can be, I care about you deeply, but your path is your own. Continuing, we'll sit in silence. You can explore this practice, or loving kindness practice, or just rest with the breath in this body. And the rise and fall of each moment in this life.